Unit 8, page 66, exercise 3. Anna.
Our goals change all the time, and mine have changed a lot over the years for sure. It's important to take advantage of opportunities for success, even if they aren't part of our original plan. In fact, I'm an expert on this topic. I give talks about motivation and overcoming problems. My basic advice is simple. Don't worry about making mistakes. It's all a part of becoming successful.
Stephen.
I have changed a lot since I was younger, and so have my goals. I wanted to be a professional footballer, but I injured my knee badly when I was a teenager. So I decided to be a sports coach instead. I love my job. For me, being successful involves hard work and also having friends and family that support you. I couldn't have finished my college degree without the help of my mum and dad.
Rachel.
My idea of success and goals has changed a lot since I was a teenager. When I was young, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. Now, I'm very focused. I even have a list on my wall of everything that I want to achieve. I call it my success wall. Oh, and I love reading books and listening to podcasts about motivation and determination too.
Evan, I think the idea of success is different for each of us. A lot of my friends want to be rich and famous when they grow up. But my goals are pretty simple. I want to feel satisfied and be happy. For me, happiness isn't having an expensive car or a really important job. I think happiness is about having good friends and a happy and healthy family. I have that, and I don't think I'll need anything else.